Both civilian ship examiner Charlie Medlicott and Chief Warrant Officer Wesley Pennant told the Marine Board that, as far as they were concerned, the Alaska Ranger had looked fine during an inspection in mid-January, about 2 months before the ship sank. Because of its vessel type, the Alaska Ranger was not subject to the more rigorous inspections that larger ships usually receive. But Medlicott said the ship's emergency equipment was in good working order, and Pennant said the steelwork he had inspected also passed muster. The Coast Guard was working with the ship's owner, the Fishing Company of Alaska, on some ongoing improvements, but both of Thursday's witnesses said those were not in areas that would have caused the ship to sink. The Alaska Ranger was in a sector of the fishing fleet that had been the subject of an ongoing safety improvement program. A few of the boats in what's called the Head and Gut Fleet, and none of the boats owned by Fishing Company of Alaska, made a January 2008 deadline for certain improvements. But Medlicott said the company and the officers on board its ships had been very cooperative. He put most of the blame for the safety program's shortcomings on his own agency, the U.S. Coast Guard. He said that in recent years, cooperation had broken down between the Coast Guard commands in Seattle and Anchorage, both of which deal with the Bering Sea fishing fleet, and he was concerned that that was making it difficult to keep up with the safety agreement the Coast Guard had drafted with the Head and Gut Fleet 2 years ago. Captain Mike Rand, who's presiding over the Marine Board, said that he and other members of the board shared some of Medlicott's concerns.
We certainly have looked at the documents in advance, and they certainly raise questions in our mind as to the coordination of the efforts between the sectors and the districts and even headquarters who promulgated some of the baseline documents and some of the details that may need to be added to make that program a little bit more complete in its administration.
The Marine Board moves now to Anchorage, where it will interview Coast Guard personnel over the weekend. Hearings will continue in Seattle later in the month. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.